and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
To the program. This is our best of 2011 show. You're listening to Cinematic Sound right here on cinematicsound.net. This is the show dedicated to the music of film, television, and video games. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. Just to recap, here are the scores we've presented on the program so far. In at number 10, Dreamhouse by John Debney. Number 9, My Week with Marilyn, by Conrad Pope, with original theme composed by Alexander Desplat. In at number 8, Priest by Christopher Young. In at number 7, The Wind Gods by Pinar Toprak. In at number 6, The Tree of Life by Alexander Desplat. Number 5, War Horse by John Williams. And in at number 4, Ludovic Bors's music from The Artist. In at number 3 is music from another Steven Spielberg film, his first ever animated film called The Adventures of Tintin, The Secret of the Unicorn, with original score composed by John Williams. The film was also produced by Lord of the Rings director Peter Jackson, who, if I'm not mistaken, will be taking over the helm if there is a sequel to this first film. The film, of course, is based on the internationally beloved characters created by Hergé, and the story for this film follows the young reporter Tintin and his fiercely loyal dog Snowy as they discover a model ship carrying a dangerous secret. The score for the film is one of the most exciting, action-packed, thematic film scores you will hear this year. And after a 3-year absence, it's great to hear John Williams writing in this mode again. The score is almost a combination between his old school sound that we all came to know and love in the late 70s and 80s, and the new sound that he's producing now, especially for the last film score that he wrote 3 years ago for Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. And I think that particular new style actually fits this film, but The Adventures of Tintin, more so than an Indiana Jones picture. As I said, this score is a thematic delight. It might not have a Raiders March or a Superman or an Imperial March type theme, or even a concert suite of a theme of that sort, but there are themes just brimming throughout this score, especially during the highlighted track called Sir Francis and the Unicorn, a big, epic, swashbuckling type cue from John Williams, which is one of my favorites of the year. Snowy, Tintin's loyal companion, gets a fantastic rhythmic string, fast-paced theme as well. Tintin has his own theme, and there's just a ton of action material, and some of the writing in this score, some of the stuff that John Williams done I have never heard before. The orchestrations are alive, they're colorful, it's just a fantastic piece of work, and it's one of the main reasons why it's our number 3 score of 2011. Here is The Adventures of Tintin, The Secret of the Unicorn. Original score composed by John Williams. Thank you. Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to The Adventures of Tintin, The Secret of the Unicorn. Composed and conducted by John Williams, and that was a suite of music from the original soundtrack recording, which is available on Sony Classical.
You're listening to Cinematic Sound with your host, Eric Woods.
Welcome back to the program. Our number two score of the year comes from the film Soul Surfer, with original score composed by Marco Beltrami. The film is based on a true story about a teenage surfer girl who summons the courage to go back into the ocean after losing an arm in a shark attack. The film stars Anna Sophia Robb as Bethany Hamilton, the young surfer who lost her arm, as well as Helen Hunt and Dennis Quaid, along with Carrie Underwood, has an appearance in this film as well. The film was pretty much forgotten by most people. Not a lot of people saw it, and those that did actually didn't like it. So pretty much the only saving grace from the picture is the fantastic score composed by Marco Beltrami. It's pretty much one of the strongest dramatic scores Beltrami has ever composed. And when you hear that first track with that fantastic, inspiring main theme, it's such a gorgeous string melody with a solo vocal and a small choir ensemble. It's really magnificent music. And as you get out of that first track, Beltrami blows you away with something that sounds like something Jerry Goldsmith would have written. The track's called Turtle Bay Surfing. Really thunderous and emotional music. Kind of has that River Wild feel to it. And as I said, every time that theme pops up, it's just a goosebump-inducing moment. I think Beltrami took a real chance by incorporating authentic Hawaiian music, Hawaiian-styled music in this score as well. Folk Hawaiian music, folk Hawaiian chanting, Hawaiian percussion. It's all in this score wrapped around that Western symphonic sound. And all of those elements really come together perfectly. Marco Beltrami is such a versatile composer, and this is one of his biggest triumphs. This is our number two score of 2011, Soul Surfer.
Ekuini, ekapi olani, no eke ahi pi oikaleva. Ike ko kahiki kupu eu, ualohe oku ai. Thank you.
Love.
Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Soul Surfer, original score composed by Marco Beltrami, and the original soundtrack recording is available on Madison Gate Records. We have to take one more break, and when we return, we will reveal our number one score of 2011.
From Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to the program. This is our best scores of 2011 show, and we have now come to our number one score of 2011. And this score was at the top of the list very early on in 2011, and I mentioned that this was going to be the benchmark score of the year, and no other film composer this year topped this score. It comes from a very small Mexican CGI animated film called The Greatest Miracle, or El Grande Milagro, with original score composed by Mark McKenzie. Now, you might know Mark McKenzie as one of the most in-demand orchestrators in Hollywood, and he is also an equally talented film composer. And every single score that he has written, I have enjoyed immensely. And McKenzie, like John Williams, has been absent from film scoring for quite a while. His last film score was in 2007 for the film Saving Sarah Kane, which is also a wonderful, beautiful work. So back in March of 2011, Mark McKenzie made this score available via download only through iTunes and Amazon and other download retailers. But in September, By Soundtracks Records, or BSX Records, actually released a CD version of this score with a few bonus tracks. The film is a Catholic-themed film directed by Disney writer Bruce Morris, who worked on Pocahontas and Hercules, and tells the story of hope, love, and redemption. The score by Mark McKenzie is an incredibly personal one. And the score opens up with a flourish, and McKenzie doesn't hold back. He pretty much knocks you out of your seat with this stunning opening cue called Entering the Cathedral. And it just continues on with one highlight after the other. You rarely hear music of this sort in modern film music these days. It's lush, soulful, spiritual, and deeply profound. The score's running time is fairly short. There's about 40 minutes of music. But as I said, every single track, every single note has a very deep meaning. And at least to me, it seems that Mark McKenzie took some extra special care with every single note that he wrote for this score. Mark McKenzie's heart is most definitely on his sleeve here. And there's nothing better than hearing music from a composer who is truly inspired. The score was also highlighted by performances from the acclaimed Libra Boys Choir under the direction of Robert Preisman. Mark McKenzie calls this score his personal favorite out of the 20 film scores he has written, and I'd have to agree. And it is the best score written in 2011. And now I'm very, very proud to present more music from Mark McKenzie's fantastic score to the number one score, The Greatest Miracle. Thank you very much for tuning in, folks. I really hope you enjoyed today's program. And we'll see you all next time.